New episode of Talking More Bollocks. We're back. Alan, did you miss me yet or no?
Yep.
Calvin, did you miss me yet or no? We're back, boys. We're back. Fuck Enya, fuck Nessa, and fuck Darden and Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa. No, we had good for
half of them, yeah. The other half. Nessa and Enya, alright.
No, they are. Yeah, no, I just come in.
Fuck Darden and Joe, yeah.
Letting shots off.
No?
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Half of the half. Yeah, fuck Joe.
I thought he was going to run a marathon under 5 hours on.
This is, well, yeah, you have a grievance list. That's just come in with a grievance list he wants to get
what's
through.
What's the list? Lawyers and what? Invalid head.
Bastard.
We now move on to lawyers.
People have upset Terry in the last.
Oh, I have a backlog all just in my head. I should have wrote them down though because you know how bad I am for forgetting things. But John McGuckin, can we start on that?
Go ahead.
Are we allowed to go on a rant about Joe?
Go ahead.
Why is he a national hero for running a marathon in 27 hours? No, sorry, that was bad. No. He said he was going to run a marathon in under 5 hours.
Did he put a time on it, yeah?
Yeah, it was 5:57.
No, that's his time, but did he say, I will do it in this?
Yeah, on this podcast.
On that, did he?
Which was more annoying to me. Because I was like, don't do that on mine. Do it on yours, where it's all conspiracies.
Yeah, I was actually there and I don't remember that.
Yeah.
It's all conspiracies.
Yeah, it's all jobs. The moon landing's fake. Blah, blah, blah.
No, there was a conspiracy in it because his first 10K that he said he never ran 10K before in his life, his first 10K was a respectable time.
Yep.
No, yeah, his whole time is a respectable time.
Well,
that's respectable.
26 miles in 6 hours is...
respectable to me.
4 miles an hour.
For your first ever marathon.
It's walking pace.
And no training.
It's walking pace.
Yeah, no, you're right, actually. No, fuck Joe.
Hey, he's done his homework on this, Terry. So all the problems you have, he's dug them and stripped them apart and says, oh, actually, not impressive.
I texted Owen immediately after the podcast. I was like, he's not running the marathon in under 5 hours.
I can't remember him saying he'd do it under 5 hours. I just remember him saying he'd do it. And I was like, fair play to me.
I don't remember the time.
I do.
He was very upset, though. If it makes you feel any better, he was very upset that so many people congratulated him.
Yeah.
Because he felt...
that's easy.
It's not impressive.
It wasn't easy. He knows it's impressive because...
there's another conspiracy theory that he was training all along.
Oh, do you know what? He was very confident when I said, what was the furthest distance you'd ever ran? And he said 5K. No, sorry. I said, when was the last time you ran? He said he'd done 5K with Chris. I said, what was your quickest 10K? He said he never ran a 10K. And then he couldn't give me a number of the furthest he'd ever ran. So like, I'd never ran more than 8K. It was just five. Yeah, I ran 5 there. So yeah, I'd be on board with that.
Yeah.
I'd be on board with that. Because his 10K is very respectable.
No, to be fair, his time is respectable.
He did it in an hour or so, didn't he?
Yeah, just over an hour to run. And you've never ran 10K before. Yeah. That's a decent time.
Mm. Right, who else is on your list?
Donald Trump. Why do they always have a load of bleeding head cases over there now? Like, how many people's in America?
350 million or something, isn't it?
350 million. Why is it always down to two absolute geriatrics?
We're not getting into that, are we?
No. I just wanted to ask you that one question and move on.
All right, what's next on the list?
What was the other thing that I was angry about? There was something else I was annoyed about. No, that's it. I'm not going on a rant, though.
Just two?
Yeah. I have two there, or was that one?
Joe McGuckin and Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump, yeah.
Okay.
Joe would be delighted to be mentioned in the same breath as Donald Trump.
Might be.
But we're back anyways, Alan. I want more World War II facts.
Sure, I can get some.
Yeah. Do you know, I really loved that bonus episode when we're talking about the boys carrying around the blow-up tanks and all, and he changed all the signs around the wrong way around and all.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what the best thing about that is? Because the most simplest thing you could do was like, just let's put a sign saying Kildare is this way and not that way. I'm like, yeah, let's do that. I'm like, that works. Yeah. You just literally turned us. It's like the little rascals. You just turned the sign the other way and people believed it. How simple that was.
Who was that against again?
The Nazis.
Yeah. Boys, if they had 5 decent spies that they took over the world, they couldn't even get one.
They couldn't send their best 5 men.
Yes.
They were really competition.
Yeah.
Well, you know, history can turn on small things. Like those spies for D-Day. There was that one spy, wasn't there, who he was writing up all these fake characters and basically writing us
a play.
And he was sending it back to Germany. And if he had got caught, the whole thing would have fallen apart. There was a few things like that. But do you know how World War One started?
Yeah.
So basically, there was Archduke Franz Ferdinand, who was the heir to the Austro-Hungarian Empire throne, and he was in Serbia, just on like a trip. But there were like Serb nationalists who wanted to be free of the empire, and there was a group of them out trying to assassinate him. And they went out and they got it totally wrong and they missed him. And then a few hours later, on the way back from his parade or wherever he'd been, his driver took a wrong turn, got stuck on a cul-de-sac, I think it was, wasn't
yeah, it? Yeah. So there was a group of them. There was like six of them. And they now say he's coming down O'Connell Street. So you stand on Henry Street, I'll stand on Earl Street. You stand up at the Ambassador. You stand down at the Savoy. And one of us will fucking get him. And every single one of them missed him. Yeah? And he's in a car. So they took off out of there. And the fellas who took the shots all got caught and were executed. One of them tried to throw himself in the river. The river was 3 inches deep at the time to like drown yeah. himself. They took a cyanide tablet. They poisoned themselves. And the cyanide was out of date. So it didn't work. So they were all caught, tortured and brutally murdered. And one of them that got away, he hid in a cafe, went outside for a smoke. And when he was standing there having a smoke, this car drives past and he looks. And it's a man they were at the end shooting at an hour before. Took out his gun, bang, killed him. World War One kicks off then.
Gavrilo Princip, a 19-year-old. That was him.
Oh my God, bless.
And if World War One doesn't happen, World War Two doesn't happen. World War Two doesn't happen. That one moment completely changed the shape of the world.
Think about that, boys.
Imagine being the driver.
Yeah. Arguably, I mean, no greater small incident, I suppose, has had a bigger impact. There you go.
Thanks, boys.
If you gone around a different corner.
Yeah. There's loads of them in history, isn't that? That they pinpoint you. Like, that sounds too coincidental. Enough.
Like, that's what I was going to say there, boys. Like, how coincidental is that?
I mean, just the first time we've been in this studio in a long time, yeah? Since the last time, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, here we go.
The Pillbeg Towers got painted.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lick of paint. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shells won the league.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
What? And do that one again.
Shells won the league.
Carry on.
And you were on a live show walking out to the Hip Knocker.
I was, yeah.
That had to be on your bucket list.
Neither of you mentioned that to me afterwards, by the way.
I
found strange.
Which part?
That I had walked out to the Hip Knocker.
I was trying to find out how much they paid you to get you onto the stage.
Yeah.
Fair
whack.
I felt good for you. I was proud of you. I was like, look at him up there living the stream.
I was fuming. I was fuming.
I see you were here.
How the fuck did we get him to walk in on that? You're just refusing to do that, don't you, Owen?
So far, yep.
Owen.
Yep.
What's the crack? How are you keeping, pal?
I'm very well. Shells are champions of Ireland.
That's where I was, you know, so where I was going with that.
What more could you want?
Have a mad few weeks after.
Great.
Well, the last few weeks.
Yeah, well, only on Friday we were dancing around talking with the trophy, so the victory lap continues.
400,000 people.
Watch that match, yeah.
Mad. Yeah.
What do you do with your weekends now, Al? Must be weird talking to your wife on a Friday night, is it?
Yeah.
Was weird the first week, yeah. Not just for me, there's a lot of people in the same boat, a lot of people. But that high of being up in Derry and winning the league with like a few minutes to go.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah.
But there is a talking bollocks effect there now.
Just putting her out there.
Just putting her out there.
What's that now?
Well, like, we said that we got Luke Bourne on.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
We just won the league.
Well, I got Luke on, but go on, yeah.
That's fair. But anyways, we did say to Luke, there's a chance Shells might win the league now because you're on. Because we've had a few conspiracies about these kind of things. Like you said, the pill bag got a lick. Gave Forrest that was made captain.
Kieran Moran hasn't stopped fucking playing in the Tray Arena.
Did he play three, really?
Yeah. Three or four times, yeah. He opened for the Wolf Towns.
Fair play. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair play. He played Talca Park, too, the day after we won the league.
There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah, I've actually seen that, yeah.
Will our White's selling out Bleeding everywhere he goes. Who else?
I don't know if we can claim them ones, though.
Oh, I'm claiming all of them. Claiming all of them. Who else? There's more. There's a good few through there.
Owen.
Yes.
Has there been many questions?
They've slowed down a bit in the last few weeks because...
That has a main bonus episodes.
Yeah.
But we're back.
We're back. But we... Yeah, look, we have a few.
McGinty. I'd say there's about a backlog of about 10,000 questions off McGinty.
Well, the first one is from Dr. Owen.
Mmm.
Yep.
Connemara.
Yep.
Know him well.
Would you rather always walk on your tiptoes or only be able to shout?
He's a fully qualified doctor.
Yes, he is.
You think he'd come up with a better one than that?
Well, do you have an answer?
I'm struggling.
There you go.
Has to be shout, doesn't it? Ah, but then if you're at a funeral, you're bollocksed.
I'd say, oh, we shout. Just don't talk at the funeral. You shouldn't be talking at a funeral either way.
Ah, back at the church at a funeral, so it should be good.
Acting the bollocks down the back of the church at a funeral, you'd be. I heard a good one. It's actually Burrow sent it to me yesterday. That is a young one. Said it to him, so we forwarded straight on. Would you rather never be able to speak again, or you hear things 20 times louder? So imagine, imagine hearing a siren.
Oh, bollocks. So it didn't pop into my head. Seagulls popped into my head for some reason.
Imagine how loud they'd be.
Yeah.
Everything is 20 times louder. See, I think our hearing isn't that 100% anyways. I don't think there's anybody who lives in a city whose hearing's going to be, like, you got to check me, like, yeah, that's 100%. There's nothing wrong with your hearing. I reckon all our hearings are gone down. How much earphones you listen to, nightclubs, concerts, all that. It's definitely affecting your hearing. So it's probably, yeah, it's good, but it's not 100%. Yeah. So we're already dumbed down a bit. So imagine then at 20 times this, with all the noise that's going on around us. Do you ever hear a plane? And be like, geez, that sounds loud. And like, mate, you live nowhere near the airport. And you can hear a plane that it's real loud. Imagine it'd be like 20 times louder.
Even, but lower noises like breathing. Or person eating. Next to you breathing or eating, yeah.
Or snoring.
You killed someone sound dead. You would. There's not much. Do you ever hear a dog snoring? Oh, boys.
I like the sound of my dog snoring.
I'd be throwing things at the dog and then I'd be calling them. I'd be like, do you want to go for a walk? Do you know, so we wake up and then I'd pretend to be asleep then. Like nothing happened. That wasn't me.
What's the loudest animal on earth?
Loudest?
Mm.
That squid.
Nope.
Do you know the one who's...
Yeah.
He can cause tsunami and all with a dig.
Yeah. I feel like they have more sense.
No, so the shrimp.
Yeah.
No, no, they're... That's the probably the tiger pistol shrimp you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, pistol shrimp, they can create a noise of 200 decibels.
So something louder than this.
The snap of their claw. Scientists say anything between 180 and 200 decibels can be lethal to humans. So this shrimp with...
So if he clicks his fingers...
Yep.
It can kill you?
A human being.
Kill you.
The one, sound will kill you?
Yeah, there's one animal's louder.
Is it a bird?
No.
It's in the water. It's a whale.
It is. A sperm whale.
Sperm whale?
Sperm whale.
Do you know how I know that? I've read something before that they can talk to each other from like... miles and miles and miles.
Yep.
Under the water.
So they can make these clicks that could kill you if you were close to
them. That's... Who told us that as well about...
Dave Moore.
Dave Moore, wasn't it?
Yeah, Dave Moore had them facts.
About the...
the shrimp.
No, we man about the fucking Grand Prix yoke. Breaks the sound barrier or something. No? We had to make Naram.
I was just laughing at him waving his hand around.
Why is that a Grand Prix? Yeah.
They go around circles, no?
Yeah, but the way you did it, it's like...
it's like a rodeo. Yeah. It's like he's going to lasso a fucking horse. Lasso a horse.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Dr. Owen's question anyways, yeah?
I'm going on the tiptoes.
Is it 20 times... What was I again? Only have a shout. I'll take the shout. Walking around your tippy toes is childish.
I want to say we just shout anyways, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'm very conscious of that when I'm on the mic, though.
I appreciate that.
I'll bring it all the way down.
You haven't always been that way.
No.
Growth down.
Growth.
Yeah, growth.
Right, do you want your next question?
Go for it.
Right, this one is from Arthur.
Mig! I'm not even going to do it. Go.
What?
Stop shouting.
After all these weeks.
Now, do you remember when we had the other guests on and you were like, Arthur, I'm waiting for it. And they were like, who's Arthur? And we were like, oh, yeah.
I was listening to them and I was like, oh, you don't even get it. You don't even know him like we do. The McGinty.
No, like we do. We don't even know him.
What are you on? What has he got? Oh, no, I want something special out of him here.
McGinty says, if you had to cast your dog to become part of a TV household, so your dog gets to be the dog in a movie or a TV series, which one are you picking?
There's so many dogs in TV series.
Oh, yeah, I'm legend, no.
Doesn't have to replace another dog.
Why, it's just in the family?
But it has to be a TV or movie family, yeah. And they get to be the on-screen pet.
Why do you pick I Am Legend? He kills a dog.
Well, didn't never seen it. Now you're at the room.
Why did you play it then?
I don't know. It looks cool, man. Do you ever
don't
see
you even know he has a dog?
So I went to play it before. I never clicked in, but the dog looked so cool beside him. I thought him and the dog take over the world, no?
Will I tell him over you? It's a zombie apocalypse. He's like the last fella alive. Yeah, he goes around New York during the day on his own. And in the night, the zombies come. They're like zombie vampires, yeah? Him and his dog. But if he comes up to a building, he doesn't go in because there might be the zombies in there because it's dark. So he sends the dog in ahead. That's the dog's job. And the dog comes out.
And can they kill the dog?
Yeah, so.
So they can send
so they're going around, kill but the dog. He gets caught. He gets he has all these traps set up around New York for catching the zombie yokes, and he gets caught in his own trap. Yeah. Knocks himself out. Long story short, he wakes up and he has his watch set for when the sun goes down. So he knows when it beeps, he has to get out of there. And he wakes up and his watch is beeping. And the dog is barking because he's upside down. He's knocked out. And he gets himself down. And the sun, you can see the shadows coming because the sun is going down. And the zombies are coming. And one of the zombies goes to get him. And the dog jumps in. And the zombie hits the dog.
And kills it.
So he ends up going back to the gaff. And he thinks he's going to be able to save the dog, but he can't. And the dog's turned into a zombie. And he's sitting there with him.
Oh.
And the dog's on his lap. Oh, it's very sad, Terry. I'm doing it now. Just, it's very sad. And he's singing Bob Marley, singing Don't Worry to the dog.
I think
that's what you want for Kelsey.
Boy, is that killing me.
He's singing Don't Worry and he's crying and he's choking the dog. So the camera's just on him. He's looking away and he's singing Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. Yeah.
Imagine how you kill your own dog on.
And I love how he blindly picked that as a choice.
Yeah. I've no clue about any of that.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. So a good dog film.
And Kelsey doesn't get to become that dog.
Oh, so she's just Kelsey in a film.
In the film, yeah.
And is there a dog in the film already and she's just replacing that dog, or can we just randomly place her into the film?
Yeah,
so we could put her in Prison Break and she's in bed with Schofield.
Say it was Shawshank.
Yeah.
Kelsey could just be knocking around the prison.
Like Jake.
Right,
like
right.
Jake the Croc.
Yeah.
Right, so we can just pick a random film.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, the dog dies in Marley and Me.
Yeah, the dog dies in a lot of films.
The dog always dies, but it's always, do you know what they're doing? It's actually scummy.
Aaron Conway has a theory. If there's a film with a dog on the front, just don't watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to die.
Yeah.
Here's a fact for you, boys. And we told him off, I watched Marley and Me.
And how'd you find it?
Fucking shy, boys. Shy. You know, because it's not my dog.
You don't care. Your dog.
Because it was very irritating. It was very irritating to watch.
Why?
Because it's just the dog was messy and stupid and annoying and dirty and rips the gaff up and does this, and but he still loves the dog and the dog does.
Your dog has done all them things you said and you were like, yeah, she's grand.
My fault.
I feel like it's a waste of, like, if you just say you can be in any film. Like, imagine you're watching Star Wars and you just put your dog in it. Surely your dog has to replace... I don't know, your dog becomes a dog out of The Simpsons then or something.
Yeah, I mean, talk to McGinty, but I'm giving you a bit more leeway here.
Put my dog in Star Wars.
Yeah.
My dog's in Save a Private Ryan. They're all running on the beach and my dog's running beside them on the beach.
The speed Bruno runs.
Fast, little cunt. He is quick.
I wouldn't give him, he might make it to one scene.
Any more questions?
Yeah. We have a few more. McGinty wants to know, if you were to create a new game show.
Oh,
look at this fella. You're disgusted with that, aren't you?
Go.
He wants to know, first of all, what would you call it? And second of all, what would the object of the show be?
Something like Squid Games, isn't it?
Oh, there's a new season of that coming out.
I know. See, our man didn't make a penny off the
football. Yeah.
I don't know how much of that I believe.
But I don't get how there's a new season, because you go on this show and, well, there's 450 people on it and one person's going to live, everyone else is going to die and you become a millionaire. Why would you go back on the show? Yeah. Like, why would you go back? How can you go back? Give all the money that you need.
So wait, the winner goes back?
Your man who wins it in the new season, he's back on Squid Games. What's the new season is.
What's the point?
Squid Games is a good show though. I kind of like the idea. I think, I got told years ago, right, I remember seeing a film, Stone Cold Steve Austin was in it, yeah, and he took all these prisoners, but like they're all killers, and he put them on an island and they've cameras set up and it was like the last one alive wins. There's a few of them kind of films, yeah, but like it was live streamed around the world and you could buy it, and I was like, that's class. And then somebody told me, oh, they're doing that in Russia, and I was like, no way, this was back bleed when you're 15, so if it happened in Russia you'd no way of proving it. And they're like, these people go out into Siberia and they've cameras set up and there's drones and they're following people, but they're killing each other and the last one alive wins. I was like, that's class. That's what I'd have. Like the Hunger Games, but the winner gets like a month rent in Dublin.
Everything involved death there, didn't it?
But I think,
why is that so dark? Quiz. Why is that so dark? Like, why?
Because I think that'd be entertaining.
What's wrong with trivia?
Why are you so offended?
Yeah, not offended. It's like,
when I'm offended, I say things three times. And that's what you did there. Why so dark? Why so dark? Why so... Relax, bro. It's just death.
offended by it. I just feel like it was unnecessary.
Because there's a good bit of jeopardy involved. Yeah, you ever see the chase? You take the higher offer on the chase. What happens? You go one step closer. You have a bigger chance of getting caught. Oh, you're out. Well done, pal. You left with what you came with. Nothing.
The higher the stakes, the more interesting.
Exactly. And you can't get any more high stake than fucking life or death. So when I'm going Hunger Games, we volunteers tribute and all that. That's where I'm going. I won't call it the Hunger Games. Call it the Starving Games.
Okay.
There's going to be one person representing every county in Ireland. That's how it's going to go. So it's 32 people. And we're going to do it somewhere remote. Leitrim. The whole lot of Leitrim's going to have 32 people in it. One from every county.
Are you the host?
I'll be the host, yeah.
Who comes out on top of that? One person from every county.
Someone from Donegal. They're mad rural and barbaric up there. God only knows. What goes on in Donegal? You never know. Because it just stops after Letterkenny. After Letterkenny, who knows what goes on? The Northern Lights are up there all year round. Alan. You can see the Northern Lights in Donegal all year round. God only knows what happens up there. Where did Tosso Murray go to that beach?
Galway.
Was it not Donegal?
Tosso Murray would win.
Tosso Murray would win.
Yeah.
I'd put my money on Tosso, I would.
A tree piece.
Yeah. Yeah. He fucking would. That's where I'm going with. I don't know what the prize would be. I said Dublin rent because that is like extortionate and all, but like space. 32 people. And that's a good number, 32, because half it goes to 16 and you could say, oh, it's quarter finals now, do you know what I mean? It's only 8 people left. Where's Centre Parks?
Longford.
So the 32 people start in Leitrim and the quarter finals in Centre Parks. Actually, the prize is a weekend stay in Centre Parks. That's expensive, isn't it?
That's very expensive, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But what about, remember you had, did you have like some competition between areas? What was that one?
Top Trumps.
Top Trumps.
Okay, there's something there, right?
Yeah.
Could that be a game show? Does that lend itself to Saturday Night TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, but we want four off way of categories.
Okay.
So best collectors, that was in that Top Trumps one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is this, the other ones? This is teams from different parts of town or?
Yeah, different parts of the inner city.
Did we put wheelies in it?
You'd have to, wouldn't you?
I think you would have to put wheelies in it, wouldn't you?
We'd be fucked.
Oh, we'd be fucked, bro. You wouldn't be sending me to represent my area. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, you could send a team of five and you'd be like, this fella's the best at wheelies, this fella's the best at this, this fella's the best at that. Do you know what would be a good one? Long shots.
Oh,
good category.
Where it is.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how you have five, who's the best at long shots?
That day we were at filming in Mountjoy Square Park, you hit the crossbar from
how good
about 50 or 60 metres away. I was
impressed.
Very impressed. And it was on film as well.
That was CGI.
It looks like CGI.
The amount of people that think that's actually fake.
It does look fake.
I know.
But it was real.
But it's because it's super impressive. You know, look, that's like the best shot I ever seen. And I did it.
I thought he was going to say the best shot I ever took.
I've never seen a better shot than that. Ever.
Well, do you know what else is actually very competitive? And someone mentioned it to me. Nearest to the Wall.
Yeah, obviously, bro.
The boys used to
play fights over Nearest to the Wall.
Boys used to play Nearest to the Wall with €2 coins and the winner get 50 quid. Nearest to the Wall with a €2 coin each. Yeah, my €2 coin's closer than yours. You hand me €50 note then. I was like, this is outrageous.
Yeah.
Outrageous shit. So that'd be like, that's another category.
That's like dice games in America, isn't
it? Yeah, essentially.
They like shoot each other when they lose.
Come on, I wouldn't put it past people if they had access to firearms the way they do in America. So, what are we going? Collecting,
Nearest to the Wall, long shots.
Wheelies.
And I want one more, boys. We need to end it on five.
You do need that because each one will have to have their own specialty, each fella.
We can't have criminal behaviour in a book, can we? Because it's going on Saturday night show.
Yeah.
Or you could have criminal behaviour and you say, who's the best at getting away from the Garda?
Yeah, I'm robbing bikes, I was going to say, but I know, man.
Getting away from the Garda is technically not illegal, is it?
No.
Is it?
No.
Depends on the circumstances, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I don't know.
It's a game show.
Yeah, it is a game show. Pick something less crimey.
Woke.
I was about to... Do you know what my next one was going to be? Cutting clamps off.
Yeah. Give me a
less crimey. Less crimey. Cutting clamps off. I went the wrong way.
But you can understand that one. So, like, I think if you put, like, let's say that category in, cutting clamps off, I think, like, that'd get a positive reaction.
Because, do you know...
Is there anyone out there who's, like, goes... Like, there's people out there, right? So we're, like...
I know where he's going. Yeah, I know where he's going with this.
Oh no, we need them to keep the law and shit like that, and keep bad guys in jail and whatever it is. But then, like, we're cutting clamps off. There's nobody on planet Earth that says, like, fair fucks to them. Like, they do a good job. Like, we need them.
The
we
clampers?
Don't need, we don't need clampers.
I've never seen someone cut a clamp off and someone criticised them.
I've never seen somebody, So, think like, what's saying?
What's this got to do with the game show?
Cutting clamps off is category five.
Okay, that's fine.
So,
and you know what else I was going to say? If you park somewhere, and your car is clamped, do you have a go-to? Like, I know who's going to help me here. Well,
probably you.
Because, like, I do have an idea of people in my head. I'm like, I'm touch and go here. I'm looking, tempting fate. But I'll ring X when I get out of here if worse comes to worse. No?
Everyone knows who X is.
No, because I have a Y as well. I'm just looking for a Z.
Yeah, there's a couple of people out there. So that's the end of talking more bollocks. Send any questions, dilemmas, facts, anything you just want to talking bollocks at goloudnow.com. Take us out on. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Cut down.